Rock 107.
Social media gave everyone a voice. Wouldn't it be better if some people had laryngitis? It's the wisdom of Twitter. The most amazing tweets of the week. Twitter handles have been changed to protect the stupid. On Rock 107.
At Brewing Bro tweets, coronavirus, people think it was caused by beer. Stupid. We all know you get the beer by distilling the virus. World Traveler wrote, I want to go Trinidad and two bagels once the virus is over. Not a Biologist 7 says, how spring breakers going to get corona? They got tons of alcohol in their system. Alcohol kills germs. Plus, they got all that water in the ocean right there to wash up with.
The wisdom of Twitter.
What am I to do? 92 tweets, I can't get my litter of puppies to practice social distancing. How Things Have Changed wrote, remember when you had to pay for ringtones? Now I would throw my phone out the window if it made a single sound. In It For Me 570 says, I get that we have to slow this virus down, but why can't I go get a haircut at Supercuts? Look good, feel good, right?
The wisdom of Twitter.
Twitter user, we aren't doing it right, tweets, my friends, family, and I are social distancing by getting together at my Gam Gams for a nice big family dinner. Except my cousin Bill, he won't come over because he's staying home. Hashtag Debbie Downer. At Royal Fuddy Duddy tweets, just read that Princess Diana's royal chef is mad that Meghan and Harry left the royal family. WTF, why are they still cooking for Di? She dead. And at Not How Any of This Works says, I stood in line for an hour and a half to get some masks just to make sure I don't get sick.
The wisdom of Twitter.
A Northeast PA institution. This is actually should be in an institution. We'll get that right. Prospector on Rock 107.
It's time now for Prospector's NAFFirmations. NAFFirmations are just sayings you can repeat to yourself over and over to help you get through the day. I have to love myself every day. I don't have to get caught loving myself at the mall food court. Stay tuned for more Prospector's NAFFirmations on Rock 107.
Rock 107.
Day 7 is no fun living in quarantine. I'm out of toilet paper thanks to COVID-19. It's like the worst staycation for 10 to 14 days. And on the chance you see me, please stay 6 feet away.
Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector. Many Americans are now facing tough economic times as a result of COVID-19. So it's probably going to be helpful to hear this list of top ways to make money in a pandemic. Put unwanted stuff lying around your house on eBay, like old clothes, and that underachieving middle child. Sell your old CVS receipts as toilet paper. Break into Johnny Depp's house, steal every one of his scarves, load them into a pickup truck, and sell them to hospitals low on surgical masks. Top ways to make money in a pandemic. Learn sign language for we're all screwed so you can stand next to an elected official during coronavirus briefings. Grab a hefty bag and pick up recyclable bottles and cans. Just be prepared to throw down with Scott Baio over an empty 16-ounce Pepsi bottle. Apply for a job at the CDC. They'll soon have some openings. Top ways to make money in a pandemic. Sell one of your cars. But remember, empty the fake door panels of cocaine before you sell. Commit insider trading after receiving classified government health briefings. Only works if you're a United States senator. And the top way to make money in a pandemic, become a gigolo. But first, look in the mirror. Okay, maybe go with that second choice of driving for Uber Eats. Good morning. I'm Rock 107's Prospector. Are you grossed out easily? I'm very squeamish when it comes to this kind of stuff. I don't like gore. I don't like horror movies. I don't like real life gore. I can't watch even Dr. Pimple Popper or Nip Tuck, let alone any real life medical procedures. Usually, I'll turn off any health report on the news because I don't want to see somebody getting a shot or something. And last week, my nephew Matt broke his leg. And it was a pretty horrific accident that caused it, and he's had some complications. So Thursday, Matt tweeted a couple of pictures of a large open wound on his thigh. And man, it was graphic. I'm talking blood, muscle, bone. You could see it all. I almost ralphed. But then he tweeted out more. So I had to block my own nephew on Twitter because I didn't want to open my feed and see that and be like, bleh. So am I a wuss? My father-in-law is like, what's the big deal? It's nature. It's a picture. I'm like, yeah, so's porn, but you usually get a heads up before you see it. But yeah, I blocked my nephew because he sent those pictures. Does that make me a wuss? Let me know. Open mic on the Rock 107 app. You can send your message right to the Rock 107 studios. Chris on Facebook.com/angryprospector says, not a wuss and still not a jerk. Colleen says, kinda. I mean, I can't look at snails or slugs and it makes me want to puke, but I can gut a deer, no problem. So maybe you're a little bit of a wuss here. Aaron says, you're not a wuss. No, under no circumstances. I don't mind sights of gore, but I wouldn't expect someone else to be all right with it. Anne, who, by the way, Anne, I've known since I was like 10 years old, wuss. That's all she says, wuss. Makes me feel bad. My wife, Tara, hashtag wuss. So she's with me on being a wuss on this. Look, it's a grotesque picture that has no business being in anything but a medical journal, if you ask me. I should have been warned, but I wasn't. And there it is right on my Twitter feed. I block them. Does that make me a wuss?
Hey, prospector, it's Mike Call from Hudson, Pennsylvania. Definitely a total wuss. This one's only blood, man. It's only a little wound. Don't worry about it. You'll get by.
Kathy on Facebook.com/angryprospector says, my first thought was no, but if Tara thinks you're a wuss, you better think twice.
All you need is someone to point you in the right direction, a role model.
Prospector, a proud member of the Mediocrity and Broadcasting Network on Rock 107.
What a crappy thing to do. Details coming up when we announce the winner of the Yam Bag of the Day, coming up in mere minutes right here on Rock 107.
9 to 5, no repeat work day. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and before I go, I need to make amends. I need to apologize to those that I offended this morning. Sometimes my big mouth gets me in trouble. In this day and age of instant outrage and social media organized boycotts, I cannot afford to let resentments fester. So here goes.
I am sorry for saying people in England are using spatulas as sex toys during quarantine. My point, next time you're in England, don't order eggs. I apologize for saying Woody Allen's memoir is out. It's called Apropos of Nothing because Diddler on the Roof is too on the nose. And finally, I'm sorry for saying Lucky Charms ice cream is now available. You can find it in the grocery aisle next to the old woman trampled to death for toilet paper. I am sorry for any hurt or confusion my words or actions may have caused. I will strive to do better on Wednesday morning. Miss any of today's show, check out the Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast on your mobile device. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or download at rock107.com. Neil Trama coming up next with the 10 at 10 on Rock 107.
Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.